أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله رب العرش ورب العوالم، يتولى الخلائق فنعم الوكيل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الحق الدائم، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل. وإذا اجتمع الناس على المحارم فعلى الإنسان أن يعتزل الفعل والقيل. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا بالشرع قائم، من تبع سنته وشد من تركها حرم الدليل. يا رب صل على سيد أولي العزائم، ومن ليس لشريعته شرع بديل. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a du'a that he used to repeat a lot, where he used to say, "Allahumma ya muthabbit al-qulub wal-absar, thabbit qalbi ala dinik." O Allah, you who steadies and protects the hearts, protect my heart and keep me steadfast on your religion. And he used to repeat it a lot. And he taught it to Sahaba. And the Sahaba one day said, Ya Rasulullah, Amanna bika bil Quran. We have believed in you. And we have believed in the Quran. Are you worried about us? Are you afraid for us? And the Prophet replied saying, Naam. Yes. إِنَّ قَلْبَ الْإِنسَانِ بَيْنَ إِصْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Human heart, and this is not of course the physical heart, but the core heart, is between two of Allah's fingers. And Allah of course does not have fingers like humans. يُقَلِّبُهُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He turns it whichever way he wishes. As a matter of fact, in the Arabic language, Al-Qalb, the heart, has been called Qalb, لأنه كثير التقلب, because it turns a lot. So, I'm sure we've all witnessed that a lot. We've seen people, we've seen, and we probably experienced it as well, personally. You've seen sometimes, you love somebody very much, and very quickly love turns into hatred, and vice versa. The same thing can happen to faith. The same thing can happen to Iman. Just to give you an example, we all know the story of Fir'aun, the Sahara of Fir'aun, when they turned within seconds, as soon as they saw the miracles of Moses, they turned from Kafara into Mu'mineen. They've turned immediately. Immediately, within seconds, from Kufr to Iman. And unfortunately, this process can happen the other way around. So Iman, belief, increases and decreases. And Iman can be lost as well as can be gained. We've seen a lot of people who, subhanAllah, somehow Allah throws Iman into their hearts and they embrace Islam when they were unbelievers or disbelievers before. And the same process can happen in reverse. And I think it's very important that we are aware of this. I know that last week we were talking about La ilaha illallah and the greatness of La ilaha illallah. And whoever has La ilaha illallah in his heart will go to heaven. This is true. And this might give us a false sensation of being safe. A false sense of safety. I've got La ilaha illallah in my heart, so I'm definitely going to go to Jannah. It is true. But what guarantee does any of us have that we will die with La ilaha illallah in our hearts? There is no guarantee. I'm going to share with you a story that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his Sahaba. Now whether this story is literal or just to teach us a lesson. The prophet told them about Abid Bani Israel. This was a man from Bani Israel who used to be a Abid. He used to be a worshipper. He's a hermit. He lives just for worshipping. He lives alone in a place where he just prays all day long. And he was known to be very pious. There were three brothers who wanted to go for jihad. There was a fight and they wanted to go to the fight. But they had a sister and they were worried about their sister. So they thought, what can we do? We all want to go for jihad. What shall we do about our sister? So they thought the best man to look after her would be this abbot, this hermit. He is so pious, he's going to look after her properly. And so they did. They asked him to look after their sister. And they went out for the fight. Now we are talking here about an abbot, somebody who's dedicated his whole life for ibadah. Somebody who's just totally dedicated for ibadah for years and years and years. So this man used to go to the girl's house, and put the food in front of the house and leave. Because he did not, of course, want to look at her. And he did that day after day after day. One day, the shaitan came to him and said, look, how do you guarantee that she actually gets the food? Maybe somebody steals that food. So why don't you leave the food, knock the door and leave? You're not going to look at her. So he did that. He left the food, knocked the door and left. Day after day, one day he decided to just stay away and look at her, see if she's actually getting the food. And he looked at her, she was a very pretty girl. And he started caring for her. So far he thought, fine, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. But he started thinking about her. Instead of spending all his time in ibadah only, he started thinking about the girl and her beauty. So one day the shaitan came to him and said, look, why don't you just talk to her and see if she needs anything else? You're not going to do anything bad. You're just going to ask her if she needs any help. And so he did. And he started chatting to her. Is there anything that you need? Can I help you anyway? And they started chatting. He was standing outside the house. She was inside the house. He was just talking to her day after day after day. One day he went to the house, put the food and knocked the door. She did not open, but the door was open. So she shouted from inside telling him, I'm not well, I'm so sick, I can't get out of bed. So he went in to help her and feed her. And he started going into the house as a matter of routine. And he would sit with her and talk to her. One thing led to the other. They committed fornication. And the girl became pregnant and gave birth to a child. Time passed, and they heard that the battle was over, and the brothers were returning from the battlefield. And he didn't know what to do. So again, the shaitan came to him and said, look, you know, that's going to be a big disaster. You must act now before they come. So he killed her and killed the child, and buried them. When the brothers came, he told them, look, I'm sorry, your sister was very ill, she died. And I buried her in this place, and he showed them the grave. So they believed him. But shaitan did not stop there. He went to the brothers in their sleep and told them, you know, this man didn't tell you the truth. He's actually murdered your sister. Your sister was murdered. And if you open her grave, you will see the evidence. And he went to the three brothers in the same night. The three brothers met in the morning and each of them told the other about the dream they had. So they went to the grave, opened it up and found that their sister was actually murdered. And the child was there with her. So they went to the hermit and they beat him up and tortured him until he confessed. So here we are, somebody who started off as a hermit, abid. One thing led to the other, to the third, to the fourth, until he became a murderer. However, shaitan wasn't satisfied. He didn't stop there. He was imprisoned and was due to be executed the next day. So shaitan went to him and he said, look, I have done all this to you. and I can save you. But there's one thing that you have to do. You have to bow to me. You have to worship me. And I will save you. So he did. He bowed to him and died. So he died a kafir. So subhanAllah, from being a worshipper, from being a hermit, he ended up not dying only as a murderer, because if he was only a murderer, he might have been forgiven. But he died as a kafir. So Prophet tells the Sahaba this story to teach us a lesson. We must not think that we are safe, subhanAllah, because we are not. Any of us can be subject to tribulations, to fitan, especially in this day and age. I'm going to share with you a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was narrated by Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. He says, Hudhayfa says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرض الفتنة على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا. Fitan or tribulations or testings. And we've discussed fitan before, we know what it is. It's tests that we all go through. Fitan, tribulations. And fitan, by the way, varies. It's not just one form. It varies from one person to another. It varies from one place to another. But this is one thing for sure. Everybody will face fitan. Especially at the end of time. And we are in the end of time now. So fitan are becoming more and more frequent. And the Prophet ﷺ speaks about this. He said, تعرض الفتن على القلوب. So fitan will be, the hearts will be subjected to these fitan. كالحصير عودا عودا. الحصير is the straw mat. You know these old straw mats that are made of straw? So if you lie on the straw mat and you get up, usually you find that it has made a mark on your body. You know, like parallel lines. And this is how fitan are on the heart. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Go back to the hadith. فأي قلب أشربها نكتت فيه نكتة سوداء. Whichever heart falls into this fitan, into a fitna, will have one black dot. وأي قلب أنكرها نكتت فيه نكتة بيضاء. And whichever heart denies it and stands steadfast to it will have a white dot onto this heart. حتى تصير على قلبين. Until human beings will be categorized into two categories. قلب أبيض مثل الصفا لا تضره فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض. One category is the category of people who have white hearts, which are like Safa. Safa is a very smooth, glistening rock. Nothing sticks to it. Any fitan that falls onto it just glides over. It doesn't get affected. لا تضره فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض. And once he gets to this stage, the person gets to this stage where he has this white heart, doesn't matter what sort of fitan occurs, he will be protected from it because his heart cannot be affected by it anyway. Remember the example he said. Remember the example of the straw that's leaving leaving a mark on the skin. The same thing. It will not mark his heart because his heart has become now protected. The second category, وقلب الآخر أسود مربادا كالكوزي مخيا. لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا أشرب من هواه. I think I need to translate that even to the Arabic speaking colleagues because it's difficult language here. القلب الآخر أسود مربادا. It is a black heart. It's a black heart that's got white stripes, indicating that it's not necessarily totally black. So you don't expect to see somebody who's totally evil. It's mainly black, but he's got some stripes of goodness. كالكوزي مكخيا. الكوزي is a cup. مكخيا is turned upside down. A cup that's turned upside down does not receive any good anymore. لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا. That's it. He does not believe in any goodness anymore and does not do any munkar. He does just everything that's wrong. And we've seen lots of examples of that. People who can gradually fall into things, you know, one thing after another. Maybe smoking a cigarette, then maybe smoking a spliff, then maybe after that taking light drugs, then taking heavy drugs, and so on, and becoming an addict. It's one thing after another. إِلَّا أُشْرِبَ مِنْ هَوَاهُ. But the dangerous thing, أُشْرِبَ مِنْ هَوَاهُ. Because then this heart follows its whims. This heart follows its desires. This heart cannot resist any fitna. So he keeps, the heart keeps falling from one fitna into another, into another. And that's why Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. He did not say, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Because shaitan never approaches us in one go. He never tells any of us, ikfur, don't believe. He never tells any of us, say there is no God. No, he doesn't come this way. And that's why the Prophet told us about this story. It's always one small step at a time. And this is how shaitan gets to us. One small step at a time. You know what? It doesn't matter. You don't have to pray now. Dhuhr prayer is extended. You've still got plenty of time. You can pray at the end of the time and then you don't have to do wudu twice. And then you know what? Why don't you just pray Dhuhr with Asr? And then you know what? Just pray when you go home. And you know what? Too many prayers left. I won't pray today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's how shaitan gets to all of us. I'm just giving this as an example, but you can apply this to many other things in life. This is how shaitan takes us. One step at a time. And that's why Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the steps of shaitan. Be careful. Be aware of shaitan. Be aware of the fitan. It also tells us, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. When إصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة. Some people worship Allah on the edge. So they are sitting on edge. As long as things are going all right, he's just or she's just about coping. But if things go wrong, when they have fitna, when they are subjected to real trial and tribulations, for example, somebody offering them a big bribe. You know what? I'll offer you £1 million if you do this and that. You know, you'll think about it. Maybe if somebody says, I'll offer you £10, you say no. Rashwa is haram. But if it's £1 million, you might think about it. And that's what it is. وَمَنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. And when they're faced with a fitna, when these people are faced with a fitna, they fall onto their face. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They lose both this world and the hereafter. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So, we need to be careful because these people are people who have weak faith, ضعف الإيمان, and we are all subject to this. We know that after the Prophet's death, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands of people turned away from Islam. Why? Because their iman was very weak, their belief was very weak. And in this day and age, we are subjected to loads and loads of fitan. We are, you know, we're all engulfed in this world. We're all involved in the world. The pace of life is so quick. Materialism is so much. We're all involved in it. It is so easy for us to fall into these fitan. It is so easy for all of us to miss prayer. It is so easy for all of us to miss giving zakah. It is so easy for all of us not to do what we have to do. It is so the simplest thing, even if we're not doing all these things, it is so easy for us to go into this sort of shallow prayer. You know, I pray very quickly. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq. I don't even know what I'm doing. Is this prayer? Subhanallah. Prophet gives us a very, very serious hadith where he says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يُصَلِّي 60 سَنَةً لا يقبل الله منه صلاة. A man can pray for 60 years and Allah does not accept any of his prayers, not a single one of his prayers. Subhanallah. So we must not feel at ease. We must not relax. We must not, you know what, I pray. They don't pray. I know a lot of people who don't pray at all. I'm better than them because I pray. Yes, that's fine. That's good. It's true. You're better if you're praying. But how are you praying? Are you praying on time? What sort of prayer are you doing? More importantly, is Allah accepting this prayer or not? We need to ask this question. We need to always keep alert. And finally, the other thing that can cause da'f al-iman is diseases of the heart. And there's no time to go through these, but things such as envy, love of power, hatred, all these things can climb into our hearts without us noticing them, and they can kill our iman. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. So dear brothers and sisters, I know it sounds very pessimistic, but if you're asking yourself, what shall I do? You know, how do we face this? I'm going to give you a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which carries both the disease and the treatment. He says, "Badiru bil a'mal salihat, hasten, hasten to good deeds. Fitanun qaqta'a min al-layl al-mudlim. There are going to be tribulations, fitan, qaqta'a min al-layl al-mudlim, like deep dark nights. Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran." A man wakes up in the morning and he is a believer, mu'min. By night time he is a kafir. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. A man goes to bed at night and he is a believer, mu'min. And he wakes up in the morning kafir, subhanallah. And this is again towards the end of time, which we are very close to if we are not in it now. So it is very dangerous. These are dangerous times. We can easily lose our iman. We can easily end up with very weak iman very quickly. However, notice the first two words in the hadith. Badiru bil a'mal as-salihat. Badiru, one, hasten. Bil a'mal as-salihat, with good deeds. So when you want to do a good deed, do it straight away. Do not postpone it. Do not say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll start next week. You know what? I'll start after I do hajj. I'll start when I get married. No. Do the correct things now, because nobody knows when they are going to die. Nobody knows when they're going to have whether they're going to have a chance to do it. So badiru bil a'mal as-salihat. Allah tells us, لكل أمة أجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. Every single person and every ummah has got an allotted time. When this time comes, they will not last for 1 hour more, and they will not go 1 hour earlier. Nobody knows when is this sa'ah. Nobody knows when is their time, whether you're young or you're old, because death is not related to age. So if you have good deeds that you want to do, do it now, because you might not get a chance to do it, either because of death or because Allah may give you the chance, but then take it away from you. You might think, okay, I want to give a sadaqah. I want to give somebody some money. But you know what? I'll do it next week. By the time you go to give him the money, he might tell you, I don't need it anymore. Thank you very much. Somebody else has given to me. So, بَدِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. That's the advice of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he did not say بِالْعَمَلِ, with one deed, بِالْأَعْمَالِ, loads of deeds. So try to do as many good deeds as you can, and try to do them immediately. Don't postpone. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السماوات والأرض عدة المتقين. سارعوا, hasten. That's the only situation where he says hasten, quick. When there are good deeds, go to it quick. Don't postpone it. If you think of a good deed, if you find something good that you can do, do it now. Hasten, سارعوا. And then finally, the other way to deal with all these tribulations is to remember, فاصبر إن وعد الله حق وَلَا يَسْلَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Two advices here. فَصْبِرْ, patience. Be patient on tribulations. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Always remind yourself that Allah's promise is true. وَلَا يَسْلَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. And don't let those around you who've got weak faith, who don't really know, who are not sure, don't let them drag you. They will tell you, how do you know? It might not happen. You know what? If you spend this money, you might need it tomorrow. You know what? This is the way they act. And this is the way shaitan acts. Unfortunately, again, we're short of time, so we won't be able to take it any further. But just take home two messages. بادروا بالأعمال الصالحات, hasten to the good deeds, and it is أعمال is plural, not عمل, multiple deeds. And remember that if you stand steadfast, if you stand up to the tribulations, to the fitan, one after the other, inshallah, you will end up with a heart, قَلْبٌ أَبْيَدْ مِثْلَ الصَّفَى. You will have a heart that can stand up to tribulations, that will not be affected by these fitan. And if you don't do that, then unfortunately you might end up, or I might end up, وَلَعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ مِثْلَ عَبَدْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, like the hermit of Bani Israel. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. يا مثبت القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلبي على دينك. يا مثبت القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مثبت القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلبنا على دينك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك, واغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا, وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا, وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار, وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة. يرحمك الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.